Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, which is usually our podcast series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. We're going to do something a little different today. We'll be joined by two musicians from Finland, Tapani Rinna, who plays clarinets and saxophones, and Juha Mäkipatula, who mostly plays piano, organ, synthesizers, creator of some lush, electronic, atmospheric works over the years. The two of them got together for the first time to make a recent album called Open. And what they did for us, rather than a live session in the studio, was to create these beautiful black and white videos for two of the tracks from the record. So we'll get a chance to hear the music and to speak with both Juha and Tapani, but you should definitely check out the videos as well on the New Sounds YouTube channel or right here on the website at newsounds.org. Let's begin with a piece called Brevity. This is by Tapani Rinna and Juha Mäkipatula from their album Open.
Thank you.
That's called Brevity. Tapani Rinna playing saxophone, Juha Mäkipatala playing the keyboards, from their collaborative record called Open. And again, stunning video, which, guys, I wanted to talk to you about in a minute. But Juha, at the beginning of that piece, is one of a number of examples on the record where I wasn't always sure what instrument I was... I knew what the instrumental sound was. It was a saxophone, but... You know, Tapani is playing, and then there seems like there's another loop of him playing. So, you know, what was going on there?
Well, actually, there's this kind of loops that I used on the record, and that comes from synthesizers, and also I looped some Tapani's sounds that he's playing and that kind of things.
And Tapani, just how composed were these pieces when the two of you finally got to start working together?
Nothing. We had nothing planned out. It was totally spontaneous and very inspiring thing to do. We just, basically we were sending files to each other in our own studios. And so it was basically file sharing all the thing.
Now, you're both on the scene a really long time, and yet this is the first time you've worked together.
Yeah, this is the first time, we worked together, and
Well, it's funny because Finland is such a small country, but we were strangers, and we met online during this pandemic time. So it was Instagram. I noticed that Juha liked some of my posts. And Juha Mäkipatala, who is he? And I checked out and, okay, he makes this kind of ambient music, neoclassical, cool stuff. And then I started following Juha. That was a starting point,
All right, so the piece we just heard, Brevity, made, Tapani, as you said, in your respective studios, now has this extraordinary video that you guys made for us. And we see the two of you together in the studio, and there's this stunning black and white drone footage of the Finnish countryside. And then we see the two of you emerge from the sauna and go out into the snow and ice and dunk yourselves into the cold water. I was in pain just watching you.
It's painful. Yeah.
What was that?
Well, it's ice swimming is quite popular nowadays.
Yeah,
it's quite a trendy thing. Many young people do it as well. It used to be for old people, but now it's very trendy and it's healthy. They say. At least you get a lot of serotonin, dopamine, cocaine, or what natural high when you go
there. Probably not so much cocaine as serotonin and dopamine.
But actually it's not swimming, it's just
dipping there and some people might stay a bit longer, some who are get used to it, but it's very, if you get warm enough and hot enough in the sauna and you walk slowly to the ice or icy lake or icy sea, and you get some few seconds or few how long you can stay there, and you get very, very relaxed, and it's some kind of state that you just sit down and look around and feel very good. So that's the one moment of that beauty of that going to the frozen lake or frozen sea.
Yeah, but there are some hardcore people who do it without sauna, and they even swim there. Those are extreme people.
Juha, I like your description of that moment when it just feels right, because a lot of this album seems to be about those moments, finding them and then staying in them, immersing yourself in them.
Yeah, I guess there is some this kind of beautiful and very meditative and what are the words, atmospheric and all these kind of moments that you can stay and enjoy.
Tapani, you're playing clarinets and saxophones, and Juha, there are pieces on the record like the title track Open, Part 1 and Part 2, that have a more acoustic kind of neoclassical sound. So there's that acoustic side, but then there are lots of tracks with a more ambient electronic sound. So what are you playing during the course of the record?
I'm using piano and then synthesizers and guitars and some organs, but also this kind of and making from these sounds that I've recorded with these instruments, then I start to create layers and all these kind of atmospheres. And
right. And one of those atmospheres is this next piece called Still, which is well named. It has this sense of stillness, that feeling of the moment, Juha, that you were talking about. The title really suits the piece. Let's hear Tapani Rinna here playing clarinet, and Juha Mäkipatola playing organ and synthesizer with a piece called Still. That is called Still, from the album Open by Tapani Rinna, playing clarinet and saxophone elsewhere, and Juha Mäkipatola, playing organ and synthesizer, piano elsewhere on the record. And the two of them have created a beautiful video for us, which, again, you can see on the New Sounds YouTube channel or right here on the website, newsounds.org. And guys, I have to ask, I mean, we have to credit your videographer because whoever he is, I mean, he did such a wonderful job.
Okay, his name is Tero Vuorinen. He's a friend of us. And basically, he did all by himself. He was also cameraman and director.
Yeah, there's beautiful overhead drone footage, black and white, and mostly it suits the music, which to me, as a non-Scandinavian person, sounds Finnish, sounds Nordic somehow. Does it feel that way to the two of you?
Well, it's hard to say because you can't see it by yourself. That's what they are calling our music. It's Nordic and Scandinavian.
Yeah, there must be, of course, there is something Nordic and these sounds that we live here and we get all influences here, but also, so there must be some things about that, yeah.
So Tapani, how fixed are these pieces now after, you know, going into the studio and making them spontaneously? Is this something you could play live?
Well, we have been thinking about that and maybe we will do that, yes. Mm. Most of the tunes, they are not fixed in certain tempo. They are like classical tunes. They are rubato. So, but let's see. We have to think about that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they feel connected? I mean, Open Part 1 and Part 2 are obviously connected, even though they're separated by several other tracks. But, I mean, the album as a whole has a flow to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, is it like a single idea?
Yeah. They just are. They just exist.
Yeah. I think that, like you said, that Open Part 1 and Open Part 2, they are like same piece. And actually, they were on the same session, you know, and then we just made two versions of it. But this floating thing is very important on this album, and there is some variations between these songs, but they are somehow blending together in one whole, like a cohesive way. So I think that's one thing on this album too.
So it seems then, kind of like we were talking about before, that it's all about sustaining a moment, although a moment made up of lots of other moments.
Yeah.
Tapani, going back to the way this album was made, file sharing, you know, that'll strike some people as an odd way to make a record, although it's actually quite common these days. Mm. But a couple of years ago, you did an even more unusual record with the marimba player Teho Mayameki, a record called Under the Ground. Explain what that was.
Yeah, we went to the caves under Helsinki and made recordings there with marimba and bass clarinet. And we used to acoustics of the caves and atmosphere. And it was kind of some kind of ambient thing also, yeah.
Now, when you say caves, I mean, wasn't it actually an extension of the railway line under the ground?
Yeah, but at that, they were just caving them at that time.
I see. So it wasn't finished.
No.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the acoustic of a place will often help determine the sound of the piece. Now, Juha, you know, working with Tapani on this project where you're sending files from one studio to another, you didn't have a big reverberant place to work with, so you had to make your own acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did that happen?
There was a lot of use. I used a lot of reverbs and with these acoustic instruments. So that was the way of making these spaces.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked out really well on this album called Open. From start to finish. Start to finish. Okay. No pun intended. There it lays. The album is called Open, from Tapani Rinna and Juha Mäkipatola. And guys, thank you so much for these beautiful videos you've made for us. And it's been great fun to get a chance to speak with both of you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us
here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do check out the videos for Brevity and Still, made for us by Tapani Rinna and Juha Mäkipatola, from their album called Open. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. Our video editor is David McLean. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for being with us for Soundcheck from newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York.